WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
It's been a cloudy day, so it looks dark right now, but, you know, it's dark right now. There's no better way to say it. It's dark right now, and my guess is, over the next 10 minutes, it's going to get darker. Not here in the radio, but, you know, in the environment. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. It is Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day. Middle of the month, 15th of October. It is Global Dignity Day. Global Dignity Day. Didn't I hear that the ceasefire kind of been broken by Israel over in the Gaza area? But it's Global Dignity Day. It's also Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. Now, if you're in our time zone, it's a little late for lunch unless you work the third shift. You might be getting up a little late, stretching and saying, okay, mom, dad, ready to take you to lunch. They're sitting there in the house going, lunch? I think it's dinner time. Let's go to IHOP or Denny's. Let's see. Oh, you know the calendar on your cell phone? The Gregorian calendar, adopted for primary use on this date in 1582. Good old Greg. It was Moratorium Day in 1969 on this particular date. Now, that's the date, me being an eighth grader, a bunch of us left school. There are other folks that left work or from wherever to actively protest the Vietnam War. Tricky Dick didn't really like it that much. He didn't like hearing from us. It's not like he came out and wished us good luck. And he sure didn't stop the war on that date in 1969. The Brian's Beat quote of the day: the search for human freedom can never be complete without freedom for women. The search for human freedom can never be complete without freedom for women. Betty Ford, former First Lady Betty Ford, former First Vice President Lady, or I guess Second Lady, whatever you want to call her. Her husband, for a while, was the Vice President under Tricky Dick. But back in 1969, he was a congressman. So the other day, we didn't get into it yesterday because we had other things on our plate, on our agenda. But yesterday, Governor Healey walked up to the podium, gave another one of her voracious speeches. This time, she called on the Department of Public Utilities to review every line of every gas an electric bill. Now, can you imagine the DPU doing that? All right. What the governor wants, she wants us to have lower bills. You can believe that if you want. But basically, she is stating she wants, well, I'm going to tell you what, because here's the quote from the governor yesterday. Every dollar has to be justified. If there isn't a real customer benefit there, it should come off the bill. I want to read that again and emphasize a few things. Every dollar has to be justified. Well, what's justified mean? If you're the Department of Public Utilities, well, that's justified. If you're the governor, I think that's justified too. If you're Bacon Hill lawmakers, justified. And of course, if you're the utility companies, of course, it's just if you're the utility companies, it wouldn't be there if it wasn't justified. So, OK, we've got that part taken care of. Now, here's the other part from our gov. If there isn't a real customer benefit there, it should come off the bill. Not it shall come off the bill. Not that it has to come off the bill. It should. What isn't should a soft way of saying, well, if you can do it, if you can somehow finagle it, yeah, go ahead and do it. Do it for the people. That's what should means. It doesn't mean, darn it, we're taking it off the bill. And if you noticed in the governor's speech, she talked about gas, energy type gas. Actually, you want to hear from me, she was talking a different type of gas. That's what I really heard in her speech. But I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice about it. But you know what? As I say, I'm going to be nice about it. I heard from a whole bunch of folks. Elijah D'Souza, you know, the guy, Citizens Against Eversource, also the chairperson of three ballot questions, you know, or at least initiatives that would give us ratepayers a little more say over our utility bills. He reached out to me yesterday and he said, hey, what do you think about what the governor stated? I knew, but I had a show planned. And I said, well, Elijah, can you join me today? And so he stepped out of a meeting and said, yes, I can join you today. Elijah D'Souza, welcome back to Brian's Beat. How you doing?
Good evening, Brian. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel like there's a lot of gas coming from somewhere, if you know what I mean. I mean, what do you think of this?
I mean, I actually was doing a little bit of research today and, you know, on when Maura Healey ran in 2022. And one of her number one issue that she ran on was affordability. And that encompasses, you know, amongst other things, housing affordability and utility affordability. And, you know, thanks to her, like I said, we maintain a very high housing rate where, you know, we're top five in the nation as far as housing prices in regards to, you know, being able to live and et cetera.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a real popular state and you have more people coming in, of course you're going to be in that top five in housing. No. And what about our energy bills? Got to be up there,
listen,
too.
If you wave the white flag and say, hey, listen, anyone that wants free health care can come here. You know, yes, you're going to be a very popular state with a lot of the people who choose to not contribute to a system that they leech off of. But let's not delve too much into that. But, you know, let's look at the utility sector where, you know, like I said, she ran on affordability, utilities being one of them. And we are second in the nation in regards to utility costs. And that's under her tenure. That's under her stewardship. And, you know, she mentioned yesterday that she's going to take a fine-tooth comb, you know,
yeah,
to the...
I think that's to get the bugs out of her hair.
And when she said that, I remembered those, you know, those life kits growing up in, you know, in kindergarten and, you know, those life outbreaks in particular classrooms. And they used to bring out those fine tooth combs and, you know, unsurprisingly, Maura Healey, you are the lice that we would catch if we were to run that fine-tooth comb through the DPU, through the legislature, and, you know, completely reverse engineer how we got to where we are today.
Let me ask you something, Elijah. You get an electric bill all the time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, back in the springtime, the governor announced that she was going to be shaving or getting the utility companies to shave $50 off of our April or our May bill. Did you ever see $50 come off of your juice bill?
I'll be honest. I did not see the $50 come off. I wasn't looking intently for it. As, like I said, these days, $50 barely gets you a tank of gas. And so nor did I see it, nor was I looking for it.
Well, I'm going to throw that question out for anybody else. If they happen to notice that $50 came off of their electric bill, I don't care if you're telling me the April bill or the May bill, or for that matter, the June bill. If you saw $50 come off, or more to the point, if you didn't, hit me up at 508-996-0500. So we hear all this from the governor. What does this do? Does this give you more incentive to keep on moving forward with your three ballot initiatives? Or are you saying, well, the governor's doing enough, you don't need to go any further?
Well, the governor said it. We know we need to go full steam ahead because we know we can expect absolutely no results whatsoever. So, you know, her giving that press conference yesterday was just a way to sort of dampen the blows that are going to come in the upcoming months, right? She wants to pander to her base. She wants to declare, hey, guys, I've been here for 3 years, but don't worry. We're going to start looking into things now. And if you didn't believe the false promises that I made last year when energy bills spiked, hopefully you'll still believe them now. And, you know, and so it's a slap in the face that she were to sit there up there at that podium, understanding full well as the governor that she passed every bit of legislation within the past couple of years that did nothing but increase our energy bills through these green mandates and these climate initiatives. And even as of recently, there's a bill that she has still sitting in committee that's still being deliberated even by her own Democrats that, you know, have a lot of mandates as far as clean energy mandates that are riddled within the bill that would eventually be paid by us, the consumer. And so even the head of the DPU, who she just hired a new head of the DPU on August 28th of this year. And this gentleman, we thought the last guy was terrible. This gentleman was a lobbyist for the majority of his lifetime for the clean energy sector. And so when, you know, you see her giving her speeches, but then behind the scenes, you see the moves that she's making. And not only is she failing to admit that the clean energy she promised to be affordable is hundreds of percent higher than the liquid natural gas we had flowing so ever so freely within the state. She is doubling down, hiring a clean energy lobbyist at the head of the DPU and then laughing in our face, hoping that we're stupid enough to believe that, you know, she's going to look through there, the DPU is going to look through there and going to find something that they weren't forced to do through legislation. Like I said, as we
well,
know
look,
how things work.
I think we've got a governor who is stupid enough to believe that we forgot what she was saying when she was attorney general when it comes to gas. Let me just play this. Thanks to the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, we have this piece of audio, which is actually video from yesterday, and then a bit of audio to you, video that also goes back to, I believe, April of 2022, when Maura Healey was still the AG, the Attorney General.
I've been about bringing more gas supply into Massachusetts. I never stopped pipelines.
Remember, I stopped two gas pipelines from coming into this state.
All right, then. So obviously there are two different pieces there. Which Maura Healey are we getting? The gas in the face or the gas somewhere else?
Well, the real Maura Healey, please stand up. And here's the reality. You know, we have, you know, we know that she's pandering to her base because we know that anybody beyond the realm of her base isn't going to believe her, and they're going to see right through her, right? And let's face it, she's a Democrat, and this upcoming election is going to be, you know, a war between the Republicans and the Democrats in regards to not only unseating her, but, you know, taking over a lot of those seats within the legislature because of their complacency that they've shown, you know, the Massachusetts residents through their inability to lower costs and make, you know, living bearable or even sufferable, I should say. Not even affordable, but sufferable. And so she's trying to pander to her base. And what's going to happen now is there is still some of her emotional base that is still going to want to believe what she's saying, right? You've heard of confirmation bias, and, you know, we all suffer from confirmation bias when we make a decision. We want to believe that decision is correct, and so we'll look for false evidence to legitimize our decision, you know, for fear of admitting that we were wrong in our choices. And so she is appealing to those people. We know that the majority of them preside in the Suffolk County and in the Boston area. And, you know, in this upcoming election, most of them already do not believe that she is going to honor them with her promise of bringing affordability back to Massachusetts. And so I'm declaring it now. Be aware that she's going to start ringing the emotional bells, and we're going to start hearing about abortion about 6 months before the election, because if they can't convince you with facts, they will deceive you with your emotion and the emotional triggers that many people are unfortunately sensitive to.
I got you. Anything you want to add? There is one thing I do want to add. I have not made it over to the DeMello building. I did sign a couple of petitions today in Dartmouth. And so I want to ask, where are your petitions in case people can, you know, want to sign up tomorrow or the next day before we get to Saturday?
So we constantly have them open Monday through Friday at the DeMello building, International building in downtown. That's the old Santander building there, and we're there Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. And we actually, you know, we're being helped by the people that are forwarding some ballot initiatives to bring voter ID, which is a very legitimate fight, and, you know, to the state, and so they're actually helping us, and there as well from 11 to 2 p.m. and they've actually co-endorsed our initiatives and been helpful in that manner. But we're available there Monday through Friday in that respect.
All right, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too. Take care.
Elijah D'Souza, he is the person who put up that site on Facebook, Citizens Against Eversource. He is the chairperson of the 3 ballot question initiatives. He's out trying to gather, I think he's trying to get about 100,000 signatures, but he needs 75,000 certified signatures by November 19th, so roughly 1 month from now. And basically, if you sign that and the question gets on the ballot in November of 2026, it basically will ask you if you want more transparency, if you want to be able to opt in on certain things that in our backyard, Eversource wants us to pay for. And I think I'd rather opt in than pay a penalty if I opt out. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Brian is. How are you?
Not bad. I think a lot of people are going to do what Mr. Wonderful did. Kevin O'Leary.
What did he do?
He left Massachusetts. Expensive.
It is.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Politics is bad here.
Well, he's a billionaire. Can you imagine what the millionaire's tax must be like on his pocket?
You know, yeah, I asked myself about this whole thing with a petition with Denise D'Souza. We did the same thing and went on a ballot to audit the legislature, to open up the books, to see, you know, where the money's going and all of that. We got stonewalled. So we're going to do this. He's going to get the 75,000 signatures. It goes on petition. People vote in favor of it. And then they're going to do whatever they want anyway. They're going to stonewall the people again. Why should I believe?
Well, that's a great question. The difference is the legislature is the legislature, whereas you've got the energy companies. They have to respond differently than what Bacon Hill lawmakers would do.
Well, the Bacon Hill lawmakers are in the back pocket of Eversource. They're in bed together. A company that lost $1 billion investing in a wind turbine, they ended up selling it for only $100 million because they lost $520 million. And yeah, we had the taxpayer has to bail them out. So they lost the money. So the taxpayer is going to fill their coffers because they got idiots running the Eversource. So we're going to be on the tap for this.
I hear you, man, but the difference is we can take them to court and win because we got a ballot initiative.
Yeah, you can take them to court, but it's going to be more taxpayer dollars going to drag through the courts. We have a legislature that's gone rogue. It's the supermajority Democrats. They do whatever they want. They basically stuck the middle finger to everybody that here in the Commonwealth that voted to open the books, let the light in to see where the money's going. You know why they don't want to do it? Because there's corruption. People lining up their pockets. And that's why, because many people in the state house would be going to jail. This is what this is all about. It's a massive cover-up. It's a big scam, and we're on the hook for all the misspending and all the corruption that's going on there in Boston.
Well, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. That's why they gave us the middle finger and said,
either way,
the heck with
either
you.
Either way, you have to, well, I can't tell you how to vote, but I would still go out, sign the petition, and vote for your rates to come down, or at least for you to be able to have the option to opt out of some of these programs. Because if you don't, then we lose automatically, and you won't have to worry about the legislature not doing anything.
I have no confidence in our elected officials, especially our delegation. I mean, the best Mark Montigny can do is write a letter to the power company. Big deal. After the fact that we're being ripped off, and where's Tony Cabral and Chris Hendricks saying, "Well, you know, this is a big overhaul of all the pipes." So what about all the wiring? They're going to change all the power lines and all the telephone poles, and we're going to pay for it. I mean, that's nonsense. And where's Chris Mack in all this? What does he have to say about it? Nothing. You know?
Actually, you're right. I have not heard anything from Chris Markey. We should probably reach out to him.
Right.
Great point.
Why doesn't he come on your show and tell us what the heck is going on?
Why aren't they doing something? I'll reach out to him.
All right, Brian.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
I'll do my best.
Stay in the saddle.
All right. Yeah, I hope I don't get a saddle sore. Thank you for your call. I see you there. Please be patient. Got to pay a bill. Get back to your calls. This is something else. And we're going to hear a little bit more from our illustrious governor.
I've been about bringing more gas supply into Massachusetts.
This is WBSM.
Brill Cream, a little dapple do ya. Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya.
Low-cost air helps you find the best airfares, foreign and domestic. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
I never stopped pipelines.
Remember, I stopped two gas pipelines from coming into this state.
Which one was it, Governor Healey? You know, as I think about it, I suppose the governor could turn around and say, well, that statement, the first one, or I guess the second one, the way we heard it, was back when I was Attorney General. I meant that I never tried to stop anything when I was governor. I guess she could say that. And I think a lot of people would say, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Unless something drastically happens between now and next November, as in not November 25, but November 2026, she's going to be pretty much a shoe-in for another 4 years. Hello.
Shoe in.
Yep. Shoe.
I'm surprised she's backpedaling because the 60% they're going to vote for or whatever that number is, and you know, those are the two agenda items she went after from the beginning. Was one was the climate agenda. It had nothing to do with people in Massachusetts. It was the climate agenda. And the second thing she did was the illegal alien agenda, which again had nothing to do with people in Massachusetts. All that money spent, all that, but you know, $20 billion over budget. And all she had to do is call a couple of ICE agents. They could knock that $20 billion down a little bit, right?
Yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No, but I did want to bring up something else. You mentioned at the beginning that the ceasefire was broken today in Israel, or excuse me, in Palestine.
I did. I don't know. Did she?
Yeah. No, not her. I was saying you mentioned it.
Yes.
But the only thing I saw widely reported was that Hamas had killed in public, executed 33 Palestinians.
Yes, and the president was okay with it.
No, he wasn't.
That's what he said.
He said, no, he wasn't at all. He said, you need to put your arms down or we're going to put them down for you. That's exactly what he said.
I got to tell you, the day before, he was out there admitting that it was going to be going to have to happen. He understood it.
Well, hold on, one
other thing.
Yeah.
What was the other thing that you just brought up? Because now you made me forget talking about that.
More Healy? No, I was just talking about the Hamas, the protectors of Palestinians.
The IDF killed right. five people, and I didn't get any verification, but I heard that more were killed today. So five yesterday.
Yeah, those are people, I guess, that approached the checkpoint and would not stop, apparently. I guess that's a pretty bad thing when you're in a semi-war zone. I guess we would do the same thing to people if they were approaching a checkpoint in Afghanistan. But
I would. I don't know if they were or were not. I'll take you at face value on that. But I don't trust anything that comes out of Israel's mouth, or I'm going to be pretty hard and say even what Hamas might be saying right now.
No question. I just think the irony, and we all want this to end. I want it to end. I know you do, but if they play their cards right, they're going to be at, you know, I wouldn't say going to guarantee, but they're closer to a full Palestinian state because there's so many, not only the Europeans that want this to happen, but the Arab states that want it to happen. So everyone's on the same page, which is awesome because that's how you get peace, right? But yet Hamas is, executing people in the streets in Palestine, and they're supposed to be the protector. So it's just interesting that, you know, people are on the streets, you know, cheering for Hamas six months ago, and yet here they are killing the people that they're supposed to be protecting. So it's just bizarre.
So I don't know that they're supposed to be protecting those people, but that's what we've been led to believe. If I'm Donald Trump and I've told you to turn your arms in, I'm not letting you all of a sudden go out and patrol the streets to let you play cop. I think they're going to end up being that person anyway. But what's it supposed to be? It's like Maura Healey. Are you trying to get the gas pipelines in, or are you trying to get them out?
No, I think that Hamas did the right thing with releasing the all the hostages, especially the living hostages. And I know they're working on the rest of it, but that's a pretty major step, which, you know, but I don't think they have anywhere to go. And the way that the 20-point plan, I won't belabor this with you, but it gives them all immunity. So it doesn't matter what they did. If they put their weapons down and they can freely leave or freely stay. But if they don't, you know, aren't part of a conflict and they basically dismantle their leadership so that this can move forward, it's a really good deal for Hamas. I mean, they could say that they actually accomplished what they wanted to accomplish if they wanted to do that, because that's the way I would read it.
So I guess I could say that they did. I'm not sure that Israel got what they wanted.
Nope. They, they, nope. I think that when he bombed Qatar, Trump was probably, from what reports, that he was through the roof. And when he sandbagged Netanyahu when he was in the office, he said, sit down, here's the phone. You're going to make a phone call to the president of Qatar and you're going to apologize right on camera. And he did. And that told the rest of the Arab states that Trump does have a leash on Netanyahu, where I don't think that was the case before.
So you don't think that was trumped up? And what I mean by that, you think Bibi was actually surprised by that? I don't.
Oh, well, he might have known it was coming, but, you know, there was definitely not a sanctioned event in Qatar. That was not, and then not really assassinating the person he wanted to and killing a Qatar citizen, you know, that could have ramped the war right back up, right?
I think it did. I don't think the war stopped.
Well, I think at this point that again, the Arab states are all on the same page, which is what Hillary Clinton wanted. That's why she was happy about this. And certainly the European states were calling for a two-state solution, I don't know, a couple months ago. This is all in the right direction. So hopefully they can.
I think that we wait to see what Israel does over the next several weeks.
Well, I think you got to worry about Hamas way, way more than Israel.
You know what? Hamas is there. Hamas is there.
That's true.
So they're in their home territory. Is somebody going to keep bombing that home territory? What's going to happen? And I want to also emphasize, we also have other nations like Iran that we have to watch what's going on. Netanyahu is not in a very good position right now. Because he's got to work.
Huh? Neither is Iran. Iran was funded heavily outside of China. They were funded heavily by Turkey. And Turkey's already turned them down on funding because Erdogan would rather see peace in the Middle East as well. And Erdogan is going to be the guy that gets together with Trump to tackle Putin.
I can go down that road if I really want to. But what I was getting at is that there's a war criminal. There are two war criminals right now in Israel. And they've got to watch where they go because they're up on war crimes. That's what I was getting at. No, there's nobody in Iran that's up on war crimes right now. But I do believe that Israel I think Israel still has sights for going after Iran.
Right. No, I don't think I think if the nuclear threat is minimized or eliminated, I don't think that's an issue. And I think Iran is probably going to move more towards the middle to preserve themselves than to try to be more radical at this point. And so, I mean, you get the whole Arab alliance is basically wants Iran to calm down. So that now they have a chance because that weapon system is eliminated right now. So.
I don't think anything is eliminated right now. I think we're led to believe, but I don't think. Look, it's been plenty of time, and I think that there is more than nuclear armament that Israel was trying to go after. I think that's part of their greater Israel plan. But anyway, we can talk about that at another time.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Have a great one. 508-996-0500. Didn't know that we were going to go down that particular road today. If you'd like to, you're more than welcome to. 508-996-0500. We have been talking about energy. In particular, Governor Healey coming out yesterday and making a huge announcement. Basically, she has asked, I want to say ordered, but she is asking the State Department of Public Utilities, the DPU, to review every line and every charge on all the gas and electricity bills. She says she wants to see the fees removed, lowered, or adjusted. What does that really mean? Every dollar, here's her quote, every dollar has to be justified. if there isn't a real customer benefit there, it should come off the bill. It should come off the bill. It's just going to magically come off the bill. Do you think it will? And I'm reminded, and I want to ask you again, because it's been a long time since April when the announcement was made. I think it was actually at the end of March when Governor Healey talked about taking money off of our electricity bills. $50 off April electricity bills. And if you have that old bill, so basically what are we talking? 7 months ago, if you still have that bill, did you have $50 knocked off that bill? Did you save $50? And I'm willing to say, look, it may not have been the April bill. It might have been the May bill, depending on when your meter is read and all that other stuff. But did you see a $50 savings off of your electricity bill? The governor wished it for us. I say wished it because unless you're really in the back pockets of Unitel and National Grid and Eversource, what else can you do? So I've got this from the governor. I want you to check it out. This is, courtesy, the sound comes from the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance. They put a montage together of the governor yesterday, the 14th of October, and the governor from April 27, 2022, talking about gas pipelines, gas here in the Commonwealth. You might remember, maybe you don't. You may have heard her yesterday. Maybe you didn't.
I've been about bringing more gas supply into Massachusetts. I never stopped pipelines.
Remember, I stopped two gas pipelines from coming into this state.
In terms of gas, you know, I think I've been pretty clear and consistent about this. I have advocated for the expansion.
And also to oppose new gas infrastructure in this state. We absolutely need to do that.
Which one is it, Governor? You want to stop gas coming in, but you've been for gas. I'm left perplexed. I would hope that each and every day, whether it's on a website or wherever, that montage, that 21, I think it's really 24 seconds, gets played every day. So every voter can hear it leading into the November election, because that's it in a nutshell. You've got a governor saying, you know, she's for gas. She stopped gas pipelines. She's for it. She's against it. What are you, Governor Healey? What the heck are you? And so now I'm sitting here after hearing that. Am I supposed to believe that you really want the DPU to shave points, shave charges off of our coming bills? Again, every dollar has to be justified, according to the governor. If there isn't a real customer benefit, it should come off the bill. That's what she's saying. Do you believe it? 508-996-0500. Hello.
Hi. Brian, I'm
yes.
So glad you're talking about this. I've been thinking about this. I'm so happy. I knew you would bring all this up. You know, when I heard Barry talking about it, I was going to call in and tell him how you've been already on top of this, with her asking for more money for the electric, for the bills, you know. So what I want to ask you is tomorrow, I'd love to call in. I do have my old bills. And I remember it wasn't 50. If memory serves me right, I think it was divvied up, like 25, 25. But I always felt like there was $25 missing.
Yeah.
And I got a new bill in the mail from Constellation, the city of New Bedford, saying that I don't have to change anything. If I stay with them, you know, they gave me the comparative rate. But I know we're so close to the end of the show and stuff. I really would love to have the paperwork out, put side by side, and talk to you about this. And yes, I'm glad that you mentioned the your guest mentioned the DeMille building, because yes, I've got to get down there. I got to get my name on that. I have to sign that. So it's really important stuff here today.
It's important stuff every day.
Yes, it is. I mean, you never miss a beat. It's called Brian's Beat. You never miss a beat.
I try. But unfortunately, that's not true.
No.
I've been known to miss beats.
Well, okay.
An eggplant.
You put up with me sometimes, too. So, you know, I'm never mad at you. I really enjoy your reporting. So, yeah, I would love the opportunity tomorrow to bring this up again.
And what makes you think I want to bring it up tomorrow?
Because I know you like to sometimes continue on things, as I said yesterday. But I do have my old bills. That's one thing my husband taught me. To always keep your bills for 4 years, even for taxes.
Four years, wow.
And I actually have 6 years worth.
Well, you know what you can do now? You can go to Eversource and download the bills. You don't have to...
No, I don't want that. I like physical. I don't want what they want me to see.
She likes physical.
On a computer.
I got to write this down. She likes physical. Okay.
Yeah, I like paper. I want to touch it. I want to file it.
We're not going down that road. Keep it clean and keep it legal.
I don't rely on phones for any of that. I like everything in a real filing cabinet.
Okay.
But I know
I mean, your filing cabinet's going to get stuffed.
Yeah, but like 6 years, I'll shred it. I got a paper shredder. But I do want to say the state has not done. I would love for everybody to go look at their bills. I would love to hear this answer tomorrow. How many of you have had a bill that said actual reading? I pretty much know that stopped 3 years ago to 2 years ago. Every bill I've had has never said actual reading. There hasn't been. It's been estimated. So my gripe is I want to call them and tell them I want actual readings.
Oh, then you're going to end up paying more money.
Oh, well, you know what? With the smart meters that are coming, we're going to spend more money for the people to read the data. So either or, right? I mean, either or, Brian.
Well, I think if you get the smart meter, then you're going to get an accurate reading. You might not like what you see, but you'll get the accurate reading. Whereas if you'd have opt out, you're going to end up paying $30 or $35 every month just to have somebody come in do a manual reading, which I'm not against. I'm just saying, you know,
pick your poison. But that used to be free, but that stopped.
Oh, no kidding.
She got in, it stopped. You know what it is she cannot afford her lifestyle anymore, number one. Number two, this two-year program that she's doing with the influx of the immigrants that she's promised everything to, this now under a new name, is a two-year contract. Like, they're getting everything for 2 years. So their bank accounts are going to get fat and juicy. But she's realizing now, holy moly, what have I done? Yeah, well, guess what? What have you done to us? Forget you, you know, and she literally forgot that she said this is all your plan.
Oh, I think she knows exactly what she said.
She was proud to say she stopped the pipeline.
Yeah.
And now she's back. Yeah, she's back.
I think that she knows exactly what she's doing. And she, you know, as an earlier caller said, she's feeding the her base. Thank you much.
Yes.
We will talk soon. 508-996-0500. Thank you for your patience. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you? I'm just calling to let you know I did see a $50 credit on my 429-2025 bill. I had a net bill of a credit of $1,361 and a $50 credit showing up on my utility bill.
Ah, well, all right. So somebody got one. I'm going to check mine because... she reminded me, and I knew about it way back when, Actually, I say I'm going to check. I'll get woman friend to check. She's
you'll see it as a $50 credit showing up on the April bill.
$50 credit.
Yep.
Okay. Many thanks.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now. $50 credit. Well, $50 credit's the same. I mean, don't they just take 50 bucks off? So that's a $50 savings. Not bad. Did anybody else get that? Or more to the point, who didn't get it? That's the important thing. Who didn't get it? Oh, speaking of the governor, one more thing that I'd like to add in there. You know what happened at the Gold Dome State House today? Did you hear about this one? At the State House today, the Mass Save Climate leaders, they had a celebration for Mass Save. Mass Save is one of the largest reasons why you and I are paying a lot more on our energy bills.
In terms of gas, you know, I think I've been pretty clear and consistent about this.
WBSM.
Double your pleasure, double your fun with double good mint gum.
The government may be shut down. Legitimate business funding remains open. See for yourself at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Also to oppose new gas infrastructure in the state.
Well, we talked so much about the governor, we never did mention that Seth Moulton, the congressman, he wants to be a U.S. senator. He's going to run against Ed Markey in the Democratic primary coming up next November. I want to thank Elijah D'Souza and you for your calls. 50